Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our Senior Moments series. We're talking about the big idea of don't forget to look up. There's so many of us get so horizontally focused on things, kind of get distracted by work and friends and family and events, and that we forget our vertical relationship with God. And so in this series, we're looking at Hebrews chapter 11 and that kind of great cast of characters that are in that chapter, kind of that who's who. Some people call it the Hall of Fame of faith. And I'm reminded this week that those people were not perfect. And especially the person that we looked at this week, we looked at Moses, and Moses made a lot of mistakes. And yet God chose him. And in looking at Moses, what we did in Lewis Center this week is we kind of chose Moses' early life, because Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. So we really talked about Moses' parents' faith. And we looked at this whole idea of biblical freedom. And kind of the modern view of freedom is that we don't have any authority. There's this kind of American, independent, rugged ethic that we live by sometimes, and it spills over into our spiritual lives. It can become really super dangerous for us. We see that kind of a view in Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought that he could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, however he wanted. So he decided he was going to commit this mass genocide of all the Hebrew young men because he wanted to slow down their population growth. But in doing so, what we we're able to see is that there's this contrast, this modern view where freedom means I don't have any authority, to the biblical view of freedom, which says we really can't exist without authority. And we saw that in the midwives, right? Pharaoh tried to get them to murder the Hebrew children as they were being born, or at least the male children. But instead, they feared God. That's what the verses back there in Exodus say, that they feared God instead. And their names are Shiphrah and Puah. That was their names. And what's interesting to me in the passage is, what's Pharaoh's name? We don't know. What's Pharaoh's daughter's name? We don't know. And the author is making a specific point that the people who make an eternal difference have a different view of freedom, that they live underneath God's authority. And so what we eventually saw is that God moves forwards in reverse. And the example of that was Jochebed. Moses's mom was willing to put him into a basket, put him into the Nile River, hopefully seeing that God would deliver him. And sure enough, God did. Moses' sister went along and watched what was going from the bank of the river, and watched Pharaoh's daughter pull him out of the river. And she asked Pharaoh's daughter, do you want me to find a woman from the Hebrews to nurse him for you? And so what's amazing is that here's Jochebed, who gives her son up, gets him back, and gets to really be Pharaoh's nanny and raise Moses for a significant period of time whenever he's a young person. So she's able to raise her own son through the miraculous deliverance power of God. And then, you realize that Pharaoh pays for the whole thing, right? The man Moses, who's eventually going to be the human version of Pharaoh's undoing in Egypt, and Pharaoh pays for the whole thing, for Moses to be raised in his family. And in that, he kind of points us to Christ. The way we said it is that Jesus is the ultimate Moses. You think about just like when Moses was born and all those Hebrew male children were being murdered. You remember that whenever Jesus was born, Herod sent out a decree, right, that all of those Hebrew children, 2 years old, all the male children, were supposed to be killed because he was trying to stomp Jesus out. And just like God brought Moses down to Egypt to create a deliverer to take back, right, the people eventually to head them back to the promised land. You see in Jesus the same thing. Mary and Joseph take Jesus down to Egypt for some time to escape that genocide of Herod, only to prepare this deliverer and begin to grow him, to take him back to the promised land, to become the one who would deliver people, not just physically, but spiritually. And so in Christ, all of the Old Testament is set up so that we can know the truth, and that the truth can be our freedom. So I just think about you today, and maybe there's an area that God is speaking to you about regarding freedom. Maybe you're in bondage. Maybe it's a bondage to a chemical substance. Maybe it's a bondage to an attitude. It's a bondage to a habit, to a behavior. It's bondage to maybe another person and their influence over your life. I'm going to pray for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray for whatever it is that God speaks to you about in your life, where you are not living in the truth, in the kind of truth that brings freedom, and you can express repentance about that this morning. Father, thank you for the ways that you love us and care for us, and thank you, God, that you show us that we can really live free. We can live free of others' expectations and even our own expectations. You're so kind in the way that you show yourself to us. God, I pray for anybody who's listening this morning that, Lord, they can really be free, that they'll know it, that they'll believe it, that they'll believe it, Lord, and they'll live it by faith, just like we see in Hebrews chapter 11, no matter what that area is. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast this Monday. I hope you have a great week. And just by way of reminder, for those of you who attend the Lewis Center campus, that on October the 20th, we'll be having one service that morning at 10:30 a.m., and it'll be over on our new property. Man, some important things for us about that day is to remember it's one service, not two. You're going to have to arrive early because you've got to walk all the way over to our property. And remember, it's kind of a... there's not a floor or anything finished over there. So kind of wear outdoorsy kind of clothes and tennis shoes that day. But it's going to be a great day as we have one service breaking ground on our new facility. So hope you can join us that day. If you're part of our Lewis Center campus, God bless y'all. Have a great week.